Republican state lawmakers are considering impeaching Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz, but now Democrats are pushing back. It's Thursday, September 7th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, the Wisconsin DNR purchased about 1,800 acres next to the Princess Point Wildlife Area in Jefferson County. We'll hear that story in just a bit. Plus, the Green Bay Packers are kicking off their season this Sunday against the Chicago Bears. I'll chat with ESPN reporter Rob Domofsky. We'll hear what he has to think about the upcoming season. Stay with us.
You keep your finger on the pulse of regional news when you tune in to Wisconsin Today. It's your support that makes these 10 minutes of headlines with context from around the state possible. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Battle lines have been drawn as Republican state lawmakers consider impeaching Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Rich Kramer reports the Democrats are now launching an ad blitz to pressure GOP members to stand down.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said impeachment is on the table if Protasiewicz doesn't recuse herself from two lawsuits challenging GOP voting maps. He says her campaign comments that the maps are rigged, along with $10 million in donations from the state Democratic Party, prove she's biased. Former state Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Gieske says impeachment should rarely be used. She says proposing it before a justice hears a case is outrageous.
There was talk about an impeachment before she was even elected. She hasn't done anything at this point. And to talk about we're going to impeach her if she does something is really just threatening a judge.
The Democratic Party of Wisconsin is launching a $4 million campaign aimed at encouraging GOP lawmakers to back away from impeachment. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Former La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson is running for Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Johnson announced her campaign for the 2024 election on Wednesday. She served on the La Crosse County Board for 20 years and was the first woman to be elected chair, leading the board for almost a decade. Johnson says she chose not to run for the 3rd District last year when longtime Democrat Ron Kind retired because she supported other candidates. Now, Johnson says she feels a responsibility to oppose Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden.
I just really feel like this is a continuation of the work that I have always done. And this is an opportunity to reclaim the 3rd congressional seat for the people who live in this district.
Johnson joins Eau Claire business leader Rebecca Cook and Harvard Law student Aaron Knights in the Democratic primary. A $3.6 million land purchase in southeastern Wisconsin will nearly double the size of the Princess Point Wildlife Area in Jefferson County. As Danielle Kading reports, the deal expands key habitat for waterfowl and for public access.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources purchased around 1,800 acres next to the wildlife area in May. The land is currently managed as a muck farm. That's a type of farming where wetlands have been drained and the soil is typically used to grow vegetables. DNR wildlife biologist Rachel Barker says they're partnering with groups to add 4 wetland ponds on the property.
It's an excellent opportunity to provide more habitat for waterfowl species in a prime location as well. It's putting 4 million people within an hour's drive of the property.
The project will enhance flood mitigation, carbon storage, and opportunities for duck hunters. The bulk of the land deal was paid for through federal funds. Barker says work could begin late this year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
5 Republican bills aimed at expanding child care in Wisconsin got a public hearing on Wednesday. One proposal would increase the ratio of adult providers to children at daycare centers. Carly Eaton is a mom of 2 children who attend daycare in Wanakee, and she says she opposes the change. She says last year her 1-year-old daughter was one of 7 kids in a daycare class with 2 adults. Under the new law, it could have been 12. Eaton says she can't imagine the burnout her daughter's teachers would have felt with that many more babies to care for.
Or the anxiety that I would have felt daily, leaving my baby in such a potentially unsafe and overwhelming situation.
Republicans argue increasing the ratio would help meet the demand for care. They introduced the bills after rejecting Democratic Governor Tony Evers' call to spend around $340 million for the Child Care Count program. Contestants for a TV cooking show have been spotted in Milwaukee and Madison recently. As Evan Casey reports, Top Chef is shooting its next season in Wisconsin.
The popular cooking competition show has a global audience and was filmed in London last year. This year, it's shooting in the two biggest cities in Wisconsin. Other parts of the state could also be highlighted. Crew members have been seen at different locations throughout Milwaukee recently, and some of the show's judges and hosts have been visiting restaurants across the area. Paul Bartolotta is the owner of Bartolotta Restaurants and a past judge on the show. He and his brother opened their first restaurant in Milwaukee 30 years ago, and he says the city's food and dining scene has exploded since that time.
We have seen Milwaukee's culinary scene evolve into a world-class food destination, and I think it's evidenced by the fact that Top Chef, you know, made the decision to come here.
The show will air on Bravo next year. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, a lot of Packer fans are happy. The season is returning this weekend. The team will take on the Chicago Bears, one of their oldest rivals. I'll chat with ESPN reporter Rob Domofsky coming up on how the Packers are looking ahead of Sunday. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
And finally, the 2023 NFL season kicks off tonight. The defending champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, they'll be taking on the Detroit Lions. The Green Bay Packers will start their season this Sunday afternoon against longtime rivals Chicago Bears. Rob Domofsky is an ESPN Packers reporter, and he joins us now to take a look at what we can expect from the Packers this season. Rob, thanks for joining us today.
Alex, thanks for having me.
Jordan Love has been waiting a while for this starting role. He's been sitting on the bench for a few years behind Aaron Rodgers. What have you seen out of him so far in the preseason and in training camp that makes you confident that he's ready for the challenge of taking over the starting role?
Early in training camp, it looked like, you know, there was some serious questions about whether he would be ready. But I will say this, he has improved steadily as the summer went on. And then in practice, you just saw a steady improvement, a steady confidence about him, from him and about him from others.
The quarterback position, Rob, has gotten a lot of the focus this offseason, and rightfully so when you have a Super Bowl champion and multi-time MVP departing from that position. But a lot of receivers followed Rodgers over to New York, and of course, tight end Robert Tonyan is now down in Chicago. So just how different will this whole offensive unit look when they take the field Sunday against the Bears?
To say it'll look different is a massive understatement. They do have Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon, their top two running backs, back. They also have most of their offensive line from last year back, assuming David Bakhtiari, their all-pro left tackle, is healthy. But at every other position, the quarterback, the receiver, the tight end, basically most of the people who touch the ball other than the running backs, it's almost a new team. But there was a stretch in the mid-2000s, from I think it was about 2006 to 2011, that the Packers were one of the five youngest teams in the league every year. And in fact, three of those years, they were the youngest team in the league. And the interesting thing to note about that is that a lot of those young players ended up being sort of the cornerstone for that Super Bowl team in 2010. Now, I'm not saying that this group is going to end up, you know, being a group that in 3 or 4 years ends up going to the Super Bowl or winning one, but they are sort of in that same position that they were in, 16, 17 years ago, with a young quarterback and a young team around him. So that there's definitely could be some growing pains, but this is sort of a new offense with not only with Jordan Love, but with all these new receivers and tight ends.
You know, we've talked a lot about the offensive side of the ball. Let's switch over to the defensive side of the ball now. I know that Jair Alexander is one of the top corners in the league, yes. And the Packers have used some top draft picks on positions on the defensive side of the ball. What should we be looking for out of the defense this season?
It's another year of a ton of high draft picks. If healthy, they'll have 8 first-round picks of their 11 starters on defense. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're just going to come out and be this cohesive unit. And that was the issue last year. There are a lot of people who thought that Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, might not be back this season. He is back, but I don't know that there's anybody with more pressure on him, at least from a coaching staff perspective, than Joe Barry. And he even said it this offseason. He's like, look, we can't waste half the year trying to figure out what we're going to do defensively. We've got to figure it out from the start. And when you heard Packers president Mark Murphy address the shareholders this summer at the annual shareholders meeting, he said, we might have to rely on the defense to carry us for a while early in the season.
Let's focus on this weekend's game, the season opener against the Chicago Bears. Are there any sort of units that you see that might be a matchup advantage for the Packers, such as the Bears' depleted defensive line versus the Packers' offensive line unit, or anything else that you're seeing?
Yeah, I was doing some radio shows this week in Chicago, and the Chicago reporters kept asking, are the Packers just going to try to run the ball, considering that, you know, the Bears' defense up front is not overly strong? And the answer is that's the greatest way to help Jordan Love get into a comfort zone early in his first game, and that's run the ball. I grew up in Chicago. I've lived in Green Bay now for 25 to 26 years. But I think I can tell you this as a former Chicagoan, that there's a lot of people down there that are relieved that Aaron Rodgers is no longer the quarterback, because, as you know, his record against the Bears was unreal, 24-5, I believe. I do wonder how they'll react if Jordan Love goes down there and beats them. And, you know, the Bears fans and I'm sure the Bears organization thinking, hey, we finally have a chance now. Aaron Rodgers is gone. Brett Favre is gone. It would be some kind of story if Jordan Love just sort of continued that and added to the Bears' misery.
I know that a lot of Packer fans are hoping for that. We'll see what happens at about 3:25 this Sunday. Rob Domofsky covers the Packers for ESPN. Thanks for joining us here on WPR.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
And thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crowe. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hey, coming up this Saturday, just a couple of days away, we've got a special edition of Wisconsin Today for you. We'll be playing our special, How We Got Here, Abortion in Wisconsin Since 1849. You might remember we played those in pieces a couple of weeks ago. It explores how Wisconsin's abortion ban came to be and how Wisconsinites have lived with and without it since. You can catch the entire thing right here on Wisconsin Today. That'll be Saturday, September 9th. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.